Open your Bible in Acts chapter 11 and verse 25. Acts chapter 11, verse 25. Then departed Barabbas to Tarsus for to seek Saul. And when he had found him, he brought him unto Antioch. And it came to pass that the whole year they assembled themselves in the church and taught much people. And the disciples were called Christians first in Antioch. Heavenly Father, I do thank you for the privilege you give me to speak your word. I ask you, Lord, to help me use my word. Help me say what you want me to say and take away what you don't want me to say. And let my word be a blessing for everyone here tonight. And Jesus' name I pray. Amen. When Adam and Eve sinned, they ruined it for all of us. Romans 5, verse 12, wherefore, as by one man, sin entered into the world, and death by sin. From that point on, we were separated from God by sin. Not just Adam and Eve's sin, but our sin as well. Although you may believe that you are a good person, but the Bible says differently. In Romans 3:23, we read, "For all have sinned and fall short of the glory of God." Since the penalty of sin demands the death of a man, Christ, who is the Son of God, became man in order that he alone might be the ultimate and perfect sacrifice on behalf of sinful men. Therefore, anyone who realizes that they, God creators, have rebelled and with full admission of guilt of rebellion, acknowledging that their sins, may turn to Christ for forgiveness under sin and found reconciliation with God. Tonight I have two short outlines. I want to speak up to say what is a Christian, to explain what is a Christian, and what is not a Christian. To be a Christian, you need to be a follower of Christ. He begins with what Jesus told Nicodemus in John 3, verse 3. "I tell you the truth, no one can see the kingdom of God unless he's born again." Our God is gracious and wonderful. He desires not the death of the wicked. Ezekiel chapter 18, verse 23. Ezekiel chapter 18, verse 23. Ezekiel chapter 18, verse 23. "Have I any pleasure at all that the wicked should die, said the Lord God, and not that he should return from his ways and live?" God wants to forgive and reconcile all who humble themselves and come before his Son and seek forgiveness. 2 Corinthians 5, 17. 2 Corinthians chapter 5, verse 17. "Therefore, if any man is in Christ, he is a new creature. All things are passed away, behold, all things are become new." James chapter 4, verse 10. James chapter 4. James chapter 4, James chapter 4, verse 10. Verse 10. Acts chapter 4, verse 8. Humble yourself in the sight of the Lord, and he shall lift you up. Jesus Christ is not only the gracious Savior of the world, but he is also the Lord over everything. The New Testament revealed it was Jesus himself who created everything. Colossians chapter 1, verse 6. Colossians chapter 1, verse 6. Chapter 1, verse 6. Which is come unto you as it is in all the world, and bring it forth food as it is good, since the day ye heard of it and knew the good. No. Colossians chapter 6, yeah, 1:16, I'm sorry. 1 verse 16. For by him were all things created that are in heaven, that are in earth, is visible and invisible, whether they be throne, or dominion, or principality, or power, all things were created by him and for him. Therefore he owned and ruled everything. Psalm 103, verse 19. Psalm 103, verse 19. The Lord has prepared his throne in the heavens, and his kingdom rule over all. That means he has authority over our lives, and we owe him absolute allegiance, obedience, and worship. Romans 10, verse 9 says, if we confess with our mouth the Lord Jesus, and believe in our heart that God has raised him from the dead, we shall be saved. Even though God justice given death for sins, his love has provided a Savior who paid the penalty and died for us, for sinners. 1 Peter chapter 3, verse 18. 1 Peter chapter 3, verse 18. For Christ also had once suffered for sins, the just for the unjust, that he might bring us to God, being put to death in the flesh, but quickened by the Spirit. Christ's death satisfied the demand of God's justice, and Christ's perfect life satisfied the demands of God's holiness. 2 Corinthians chapter 5, verse 21. 2 Corinthians chapter 5, verse 21. For he hath made him to be sin for us, who knew no sin, that we might be made the righteousness of God in him. Being a Christian is more than identifying yourself with a particular religion or affirming a certain value system. Being a Christian means to embrace fully what the Bible says about God, mankind, and salvation. But not only that, respond to those through an appropriate manner. Many think they are Christians because they claim to believe in Jesus. Believing in Jesus often means nothing or anything, particularly in America, where the pluralism and relativism are rampant, and tolerance is the only thing not tolerated by the postmodernist who says, my truth is different than your truth. Don't judge me without with your outdated morals. Such commentary by the non-thinking and spiritually dead person is common, but it doesn't change the true meaning of what it means to be a Christian or what it means to be a follower of Christ. Thus, to Jesus Christ, man, the average creature, can now turn to God and be reconciled back to his Creator. But first, there must be a time where by faith you receive Christ and so doing acknowledge that you are a sinner. Remember, your sin has separated you from God, that Christ alone has paid the penalty, and that he will forgive you when you receive him by faith. You have to believe in his promise, John 1:12. But as many as receive him, to them gave him the power to become the Son of God, even to them that believe on his name. We know that upon receiving Christ, we are born of the Holy Spirit and become the children of God. Until that point, we are his creation, not his children. Once become a follower of Christ by faith, it is vital that you maintain a living and growing relationship with Christ in order to make a progress in developing Christian's character. 1 Peter 1:16. 1 Peter 1:16.1 Peter 1:16. For we have not allowed, chapter 1:16, for we have not followed cunningly the device fable when we made known unto the power and coming of our Lord Jesus Christ. But we are,
Because of his spirit.
1 Peter 1:16.
2 Peter 2.
I was on 2 Peter, sorry. That's 1 Peter 1:16. Confess your fault. No.
2 Peter 1:16.
No, 1 Peter 1:16. Because it is written, be ye holy, for I am holy. Yeah. See, God commands us to be holy as is holy. He's committing to walk with you and to turn you into one who is like Christ. There are two very important Christian disciplines that will give God the opportunity to bring these changes about you. The first is that you continually surrender your life to God, even as a servant will do to his master, so that he can lead you and to become all that he desires. The next discipline, so very important to Christian growth, is that you devote time to be alone with God. Christianity, unlike other religion, is a relationship with a person, the living God. As you develop this relationship and learn to rely increasingly on God, the object of your faith, you will continue to grow and mature as a Christian. So, do you know what it means to be a Christian? Christianity is not a feeling or something to be. It is a way of life. It means to give your life over to God, to sacrifice his Son, so that you might not perish. To be a Christian means to have faith and believe without actually seeing. So many people grow up in home that proclaim to be a Christian, but their lifestyle and their action proclaim just the opposite. Raising one of those home, so-called Christian, don't make you a Christian. Christianity is not a religion. There are a lot of religious people in hell now. Biblically speaking, the life of a Christian does not consist only on theological knowledge. It is theology that defines who Christ is and what he has done. The Mormon Jesus is the brother of Lucifer, begotten through sexual intercourse from a god and goddess who used to be people on another planet, according to Mormon doctrine by Bruce McClancy, page 321. The Jehovah's Witness Jesus is Marco the Archangel, who became a man, died on a torture stake, did not rise from the dead in the same body, but went back to be an angel. This is from their book, Earth to Bible Understanding, page 1152, and New Heaven and New Earth, page 30. The New Age Jesus is a man in tune with the divine consciousness. A Methodist church in San Francisco has this call to worship in their printed bulletin on Sunday and recited by the leader. We are all Christians, Jews, liberals, Bolshevik, anarchists, socialists, communists, Keynesian, Democrats, civil riders, beatnik, ministers, moderate Republican, pacifists, teachers, doctors, scientists, professors, Latin American, common marketers, even Mao Zedong. Doubtless from Lyndon Johnson to Mao Zedong, we are all Christians. Are we? Being a good person or giving to church or charity do not make you a Christian. Ephesians 2 verse 8 make it clear, very clear. For by grace you are saved, through faith, and that not of yourself is the gift of God. Verse 9 goes on to say, not of works, lest any man should boast. We cannot earn God's forgiveness through the things we do, and we surely don't deserve it, because we will never live up to God's standard. And even if it was possible to be good enough for God, how would you know? What would you do? How do you know you will be good enough? The preacher put it this way. It's easy to say mass murderer is bad and Mother Teresa is good, but most of us fall somewhere in the middle. Therefore, there is no way to know if you're good enough or not. So I ask you again, what does that mean to be a Christian? My answer is that to be a Christian means to live your life Christly, to be a light in dark places, to comfort and teach the lost, to spread the gospel of Jesus Christ without shame, and to live it a life that transparent to the world, so that you can be found blameless before your accuser. To be a Christian means to speak out in love and to lift up souls, and not to condemn or to tear them down. To be a Christian, you will know that your salvation is intact, that you are born again because you know that your Savior died for your sins. You will know that He is the Son of God who was raised from the dead, and that one day He will return to take you to the place prepared for you. Heavenly Father, we do thank you for allowing us to be a follower of you. We know one day, by your grace, we accept you as our personal Savior. Now we can say we are a Christian. Help us to live in the likeness of your Son. For in Jesus Christ we ask. Amen.